go. Okay, wonderful to be here with you on tonight's Mastermind, September 16th. We are, Tanya brought to our awareness that it's only 100 days between now and Christmas Day on the 25th of December, which is kind of crazy. We're in the last quarter of the year, and it has been quite a year, hasn't it? And the good news is that there's a lot of energy turning around so that we can all feel maybe more productive, more instrumental, more forward momentum. And I think this quarter of the year will be very different than the last three. Not that it's going to be like, you know, lightning out of the gate here or anything, but there is, there's clarity dropping in moment by moment. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And so if you think that, you know, if you're feeling, there's just, everyone's been feeling kind of all over the map because of a lot of shifts that have been happening, but you know, the grace of Jupiter just turned around. We've got, you know, that hope, that bigger vision, that abundance, that expansion energy that's been really been bridled the whole year, finally in a place where it can open up. And it's, and because it's in Sagittarius, it's really about beliefs and spirituality and, you know, inspiration and good things. And it's really the first time since it's been in that amazing placement, which it loves, it owns that placement, that we've really had its grace. And that's going to really start kicking in here. You'll all start to feel that. And some of you, you know, the teacher or the visionary, you all have that in the sage in your chart somewhere. And if it's part of your sacred wolf code, maybe you know it more intimately, but you might want to look into those archetype trainings, either the trainings that are in the archetypes section or read about it again in your book or through the oracle cards, because that, you know, what Jupiter wants for itself and then what those archetypes want for itself, they want for everyone. And it's an extremely expansive energy. Now it could be over expansive and that can be a problem too, but that's not an issue right now because everything else is keeping things in check. But there is not just hope, but there is, you know, a higher vision that can really start to emerge for all of us. And we need that so, so, so much right now. Hopefully you've been feeling a little bit of the clarity of Mercury, the messenger, the communicator. And I know that that's really, really started to kick in. And with this new moon, tomorrow's the new moon, the new moon update will come out early tomorrow morning. It's pretty much done, but Crystal has to get it out for me. I've also created you guys a new moon training and a new moon meditation that, so look for that tomorrow. It'll do my best to get it out on the new moon, but I wanted you to have that. People have been asking about that. So just understanding that the growth cycle that a new moon brings each month for the 30 days and some keys on how to use that, and then a meditation that can be used, you know, time and time again. So that is coming your way. And it's a very practical, detail oriented. It's like, let's organize things and let's get going. And that'll be super helpful for this next 30 days will be really helpful. And in fact, one other thing about the astrology, it's a very I didn't talk about this in the update because it was already kind of long, but there's, in Vedic astrology, we have it happens within a 2-year period of time. We actually have a time where there'll be a new moon that falls twice in the same month, because lunar cycles are different than what the calendar is. We say calendar's, you know, 30, 31 days, whatever, they chopped it up to make it convenient. But a lunar cycle is only 29 and a half days. So that, you know, you go on for a while and you end up with another month. That's basically what happens. So this, and so usually the new moon starts in the next constellation. Full moon's always opposite the new moon, but because of we're at that particular time, which is a very sacred time in India, it's very spiritual, really good for spiritual practice, that we'll have two new moons in Virgo, actually. So we'll have this sort of detail clarifying kind of energy go on for a couple of months here, but I'm not going to spend our time going into all of that because you'll have an update that'll come out tomorrow. I'll post it in the Facebook. Oh, I could do that tonight, actually. I can post it in the Facebook group tonight. So I'll do that after. I don't know. I didn't think of that before, but anyway. Oh, because it's not live yet. Anyway, you'll get it tonight or tomorrow morning. Okay. That's all I have to say about that. But we have this, this new moon energy. So I know, again, some of you have been feeling up and down all around, but those of you with projects, those of you with businesses, you know, it is a time for to be able to start to really hone in more on those details and more on that practical, like, how do I harness the energy? How do I harness the new download? How do I harness the thing that I couldn't harness before that's just been kind of sitting around my office? And how do I actually, like, distill that down, get some details around that, and get that moving? You're going to start to be able to do that more. So if you've been mired in or stuck or sort of mired in the details or been in the emotions and just can't even get into details of things, you're going to start to feel a shift in that energy. And that'll be really, really helpful to you. But it is time for us all to, you know, to start moving some things forward. I know everybody has been on, I don't want to say on hold because that's not true. It's like during this time, like, you know, so you think you're going this direction. So maybe you're, you know, looking for new clients or, maybe you've been wanting to change your message or what you're offering or whatever it is, or just start offering if you haven't been offering it. And then, you know, you kind of get in gear to do that. And then all of a sudden you're dealing with some other issue in your life that's consuming your energy or some other sort of global issue that's consuming your energy. We've all been going through that. And it's kind of hard. It's been hard to have that focus, you know, to hone it in when everyone's carrying so much. And remember with the collective, we're all going to process a piece of what the collective is, what's going on and what a piece of what the collective is processing. We just are. And consciously or unconsciously, there's really no way around it. So sometimes it just takes up, well, there is a way around it. You know, as an empath, you have to really, you know, practice your protection. But at some level, it is going to consume some of our energy. I have to put you on hold for one half of a second. I'll be right back. Okay. Okay. I'm back. Thanks for your patience. So I would love to, do I want to take you through a process? I first just wanted to check in with you guys and we may end up doing a deeper process, but I'd love to hear what's on your hearts, what's on your minds. What do you bring into the call this evening? What do you want to know more about? What do you want to share? What do you want to celebrate? What do you want to, you know, get some clarity about? So the floor is yours.
I think Kiki should go.
Kiki's not there.
No, that was my joke.
Oh, she's got her headphones on. She's just I love it. She has her headphones on.
I'll go. So,
Jennifer, yay!
Yay! So, my sadness around Oscar finally lifted. What's today? All the days are running together. Wednesday finally lifted. Sunday overnight into Monday while I actually got some sleep, and it's been good. But I today and for since Monday have to say that I am desperately disappointed in the humans that carry X or Y genes on this planet. That would be the men's. And specifically, and Prema, you would understand this, and I won't bore you all with the details of my relationship with my dad, who is the only person I have left kind of sort of related to me on the planet. But we had made an agreement where he was going to give me an hour of his time to help me. And guys, I'm only 5'1". So to do, and I just moved, and my dad is 6'2", but he had made an agreement with me over the last 3 weeks to give me an hour of his time to like hang a picture, one picture. And there's a valance that that I would need to get on a ladder and get tools out, and it would be like, you know, I would probably hang myself and choke myself and break my neck, that he could do very easily. And I told him that I would, you know, buy him dinner and whatever. And he has not been able to keep his word with that. And apparently his phone has been on the fritz with me, but he's able to commit his time more than an hour for all of the ladies that he's got dates with this week. And there's a date tonight, and there's a date tomorrow, and there's a date Friday, and then he's going out of town Saturday. So I said to him, I've asked you for 3 weeks. You told me you could. I will hire a handyman, but I took you at your word. And he said, well, that's why I called you. But the thing is, Prema, he didn't call me. I called him. And I didn't bug him all weekend. And, you know, I got one text back. And so anyhow, and then I have issues. I'm starting to date again. As you guys know, I'm recently divorced. And I've been reaching out and putting myself out there. And the communication with the Y chromosomes for me has also been challenging. So I'll put that out there. I'm a little bit disappointed and frustrated this evening with that.
I receive that and I hear that. And I know the issues with your, you know, with your dad and his pattern of, you know, the disappointment there. And yeah, and that's hard, you know, it is absolutely hard. And, you know, the feminine is ahead of the game here. We are. And that's not to say that there aren't men that are awake, because there are some.
I know, because I got my red robe of readiness on.
Okay, that's good. And you know, I know you're you know, it's, you've done your ideal partner, your ideal man list, and starting that process just like we would with ideal client. And you know, you, if you don't have trustable on there, you definitely want to add the word trustable.
It's there.
Okay, cool.
Different words.
It's interesting, what, you know, I could go into the masculine feminine all day, and that's a training you might want to revisit if you haven't, is the masculine feminine training. You could do that training over and over again. But it's interesting. One thing, I've done lots of work with men and women, and the masculine and feminine, and workshops with men and women. And one thing I do know about the masculine is, and this is really true across the board, so you can't really trust, there's not many people in the world you could just blanketly trust for everything. And but there is something, usually you can feel something in someone else, that in a man, let's say, that is trustable. I mean, if there's nothing, forget about it, but that is trustable. And that's the part that you want to fan the flame of, is that part of them that is trustable, which then helps that man become more trustable. So if, and you know, you've got patterns, you know, it's the parents are tough, you know, that's tough stuff when they're not doing their work. And for you with your dad, I would highly suggest that I've seen you just make huge strides with this whole move with him. But
sure,
I would encourage,
hold on, Prema, because like, yeah. he can't even, and perhaps my expectation is too high, and if that is true, I can hear that, but he can't even schedule me for an hour that I have been asking for 3 weeks.
So I would encourage you to not ask him anymore.
I'm not going to. I'm going to hire him.
Because he's not trustable for that. And so then it sets you up for disappointment. So
which is where I'm at. But so And I don't want to bore you all with the family drama, but I moved over here because my dad is the only relative that I have left, and he is in his waning years. He's still a player, but he's in his waning years. So I'm good with that. But I had held out an iota of positivity that he might have been able to, I don't know what the right verb is, deliver, you know, his promise on an hour.
Show up. Yep.
So yep. I'm going to hire a handyman, is what I've decided, but I just needed to share with the group.
No, I totally understand. But
years of total disappointment in this
case. Here's my point, which is, it is amazing the lengths, and thank you actually for bringing this up, because it goes in, it's a much bigger subject. These are the lengths that the feminine will go to give it another chance, whether it's, you know, to see that, you know, to want to trust, to see the best in the other. And we could say that specifically with a man, or we could say that with that energy is more as a, you know, a global energy. And we'll forgive and we'll, you know, again, and we'll, you know, give it a go and try it again. We have to, in order for the masculine to rise up, or to step up, I should say, we have to rise up. The feminine has to continue to rise up. So that means that we have to step out of that place that the masculine should occupy, and also stop cutting them. And when I say masculine, I could say men are just that energy. Stop cutting them that level of slack over and over and over again, because it's disempowering for us as the feminine. And if we don't expect them to, like for you, and thank you for bringing this up, because I'll just use you, you know. So again, if you, in the future, if you ask your dad for something, you ask him one time, he says, he doesn't show, you're done. That's it. And then, you know, and at some point, if he continues not to show, then you won't even ask. You probably find eventually there's a potential that you'll find that he'll offer and he'll actually show up then. But when there's that dynamic in place, it's hard to, it's hard to release it. But under no circumstance should the feminine continue to downgrade our energy. We don't have the time. We don't have the energetic currency. We have a lot to do. We have work to do to deplete ourselves by, you know, holding out that this time that they might actually follow through, because we all do it. We've all done it collectively. We're all doing it in a big way. And what I mean by the feminine rising up is, and I'm just use your scenario, and there's no right or wrong, I'm just using your scenario just to draw it out, is to say, I'm not willing to play this pattern anymore. I'm not willing to give, you know, and not be mad or whatever, but I'm simply going to take myself out of it. You're not trustable for that. So you don't get to play in my life in that way.
Amen.
You know?
I'm there.
And we've all done it with, you know, we all have our stories on the way we've given our power away. And we simply can't afford to. And when we do, it's a magical thing how they actually, they will begin to step up. But we stand in their place too. We literally stand in the place we want them to stand in. Whether we're doing it for them, whether we're making excuses, whether we're holding out that they might this time. And we've got to step out of that place. And they either will or they won't. But we've got other things to do.
We got shit to do.
And I tell you, I get it. It is disappointing. It is disappointing.
Well, and I needed to share it because it came up today. And I knew that I was done when I listened to the same shit that I've been hearing for, you know, my entire life. With whatever the excuse is for an hour of your time, I'm done, dude. I'm done. So, you know, I'll hire a handyman and I'll get on with the shit that I need to do.
Yep.
But I just needed to share. So thank you for listening.
No, thank you for bringing it up, because it's a very important subject. Yeah.
Well, and now is the time that the feminine needs to come into power. So,
and it's a new frontier
in the world that we don't need to be, you know.
And it's not acting like a man. So thank you again for bringing up that subject. It's a big subject, and we'll continue to address it, because really it's, you know, what is the divine feminine, and what's the divine feminine in each and every one of us, and where are we being called to step into that more? Because that archetype it's not prevalent, you know? I mean, most empowered women are like men, walking around in a masculine shell. And those women too are tired and worn out and ready to take that shell off too. It doesn't get us where we need to go. It has to be in this compassionate place, in this place from this heart, in a place from a very deep level of strength that's also willing to say no, you know? That's also willing to say not going there, or you don't, you know, we've got work to do, and it has to be together. And the feminine will always put relationship first. And that's a beautiful thing. And how many of you have stayed too long in relationship? Okay. Yeah. And the feminine will stay too long in relationship, but thank God relationship is so important to the feminine, because that is also relationships. That's also what, you know, that's what brings us, that's what we need, you know, we need community. So there's the shadow on the light side of it. All right, who's next?
I'm going to mute myself now.
Love you.
Hey, I'll go next.
Hi, Kiki.
Hi there. I want to try something new. And so, excuse me, I'm going to give myself permission to just ramble with like a train of thought that's not necessarily tight.
you go girl
So first I want to respond to Jennifer, and I want to say, like, you know, good on you for, like, you know, being ready to get out there again, because I feel like I don't even have any idea, like, of how to do that. So that's one thing. And then I'm feeling triggered by this conversation, I think, because, and I don't know if this is what it is for Jennifer, but, you know, for me, and especially with, like, the masculine, my trigger of betrayal has been really up. And I don't know that I want to say more about that, but it just, that one just, like, just cuts me, like, emotionally at my knees. But I do want to celebrate that I moved through it fairly quickly this time. And you know, I think there's two themes that are coming out of it. One is, like, you know, this idea of kindness to myself that I've been playing with, and, you know, really taking time every day, you know, sometimes, like, every hour, to ask myself what I would do if I were being kinder to myself. And I'm celebrating, like, actually following through on some of those things, and how much that helps. And I've also found that going through the trigger of betrayal reminds me to be introspective about where I'm betraying myself. And I think it's really eye-opening. And apparently I have a lot of places where I must do that, because I seem to get triggered by this betrayal thing a lot. But I also think that it's showing me content for the program that I'm in the middle of developing, you know, areas where, you know, and part of what's important for me in my work is that I want to feel like it's personally meaningful. And so by having to go through this myself, it's making me more invested in what I'm creating, because it's current and it's very felt. And then, like, finally, like, I was really feeling down on myself for the last few days, because I felt like, you know, I wasn't getting as much done as I thought, as I wanted to get done, you know. And then this like betrayal trigger happened, and then I felt completely like I had no emotional bandwidth to do anything, and then I was just feeling even worse about myself. But when I kind of got through that and, you know, got inspired to, you know, kind of like push some stuff out in an hour, I realized like I really had done a lot of work. It just hadn't like kind of come into the world in black and white yet. And it took a couple of hours, but I've actually done more than I was giving myself credit for.
You have. Yeah. So number one, thank you for allowing yourself just to, just to open up and see what comes out. That's always a beautiful thing. And it was really big and powerful that you really did allow yourself to finally melt down this week and not hold it together. And hopefully good thing for you to learn about that is to allow yourself to, you know, so we have to, you know, we have a storm that comes through. The think of the weather as being feminine energy, and it's, you can't harness a storm and you can't always predict it, and it does what it does, and then it moves on. And we have these emotional storms sometimes. And yes, you know, we want to be appropriate in our emotions and such, but sometimes we just need to get out. You know, there has to be that release. And you know, and for you, obviously, you know, you're, it wasn't okay, you know, for you to do that, but it is safe for you to do that now, you know, and to take the pressure off.
Now, as I'm sitting here, I don't know if it's just that. Like my oversensitivity.
Hang on.
I'm like, should
I go away?
Send her a message, like apologizing if I offended her.
Another client, not sure how that was happening, but it's happening. So those meltdowns just are sometimes that's the result for some emotions. They just have to come to the surface. They just simply have to come up and, you know, we have to have that breakdown before we can break through. You know, there's a lot of, okay, who has been hard on themselves for not getting enough done lately? Okay, Kiki, you've been going through that, right? Okay. And then when you actually go back and look at everything you did, you actually, it's not like you were sitting around, you know, eating, you know, sitting around doing nothing all day, right? You're doing a lot in a day. We have pretty high expectations of ourselves. Where it becomes a problem is, and I was talking to Natalie about this in voice text last night, that it's when we didn't get done what we really wanted to get done. That's the big issue, is when we're not getting the important thing done. Now, two things happen. Number one is it's simply not ready to get done. You're still working through some stuff to get to it. Number two, you just have too much other stuff going on in your life. And number three, you haven't actually put it on the important list. You haven't given it the importance it deserves. You don't understand the purpose of it. And this is where those of you in the Business Academy Project Flow Planners are so helpful for this. That's in productivity. There's a bunch of stuff in productivity. But really understanding why it is something's important, and then your inspired action list, just like, you know, like, first and foremost, you know, put your attention, put your energy on that and make sure it gets done. And it's interesting how long you can go in a day with that one important thing, and then you do all these other things. And it's not like those other things don't need to be done too, but you feel so much better when you flip the priority. But then you also have to realize when you're actually doing a lot and it's just simply those things actually have immediate priority. And sometimes we're just caught in those situations. So we have to understand what that is. But if it is something that, or something's hasn't, you don't have the clarity, you need help, or it just hasn't finished its gestation period, So it's really important to know where you're at with the thing you can't quite get to. And, you know, has it not reached the top of the list because it's not important enough, or you're distracted in some other way. It feels so good when you do those things that are the important things. It feels so good. Feels so good. And that probably leads into what Karen has to talk about. But there are times when, like, you couldn't have got to what you needed to do, Kiki, until you had that meltdown, correct?
Yes.
And sometimes our emotions are like that. They will hijack every bit of energetic currency we have, you know? There's just no way we can get to it until we...
And then there were like things I had to do for the meltdown before I could even get to the place where like I could do, you know, what I had, you know, been trying to do. You know, like just like taking care of myself kind of things to do.
And when you allow yourself to have the emotional upheavals that you need to have, like when the storm needs to come through and something needs to, I want to say, like sweep you clean, then you understand it more like, I'm pretty good with them. I know what to do when that wave's coming. I just let it roll in, and I don't have the resistance to it. So therefore it doesn't take as much time to get through it. And I can remember being in very challenging times. Like at the end, like the last year of my yoga center, I'd get up in the, I had four kids at home. I'd get up, right when my marriage was dissolving too, I'd get up and I'd, you know, get the kids off, meditate first, get the kids off. I'd walk through the forest and I cried every morning. It was literally I called it my crying practice, because the rest of the day I was teaching classes. I was working. I didn't have time I just needed to make sure I released the cork every day, released the valve, because otherwise I would end up breaking down in tears at a very inconvenient time. And I'm okay with that, but it really served me well because it was a really tough period of time. And I also have no problem with, you know, crying or whatever, wipe my eyes and getting on and talk to you guys or whatever else. But I've allowed myself to be okay. And so it's just, you know, as you're getting closer to your emotions, then as things bubble up, you can allow yourself to let them move through you before that, just like it gets to be this big dam. And you know what, for some of you, that it just wasn't safe to do that. It just wasn't safe to do that. So, and that's, I have to say, that is a space that men don't hold very well for women. They just don't have the capacity. And that, even though they do need to just, it would be great if they could just be there. But I tell you who does, women have the capacity to hold women in that space. Because we have that kind of emotional bandwidth. And sometimes you need that. Glad to see you moving on your project, Kiki. I'm really excited about it.
Thank you.
Karen, do you want to jump on? Natsima, Laura, thanks for joining us. Anybody hop on who's ready? Yeah, go for it. Hi, Sudhi.
Hey, so I think that I'm just going through a storm. I don't really know what it is. I don't think it's necessarily big, huge, but I just am bothered by it a little. But maybe part of what bothers me is because I'm trying to figure out what it is. And, you know, but there's certain elements of it that I can, like, I'm just kind of, hey, stop it. She's, hold on. What are you doing? So I don't really know what to say except for that. And, you know, one of the things I was thinking about as I was trying to figure it out was like, I think I've been doing in a lot of doing energy, task oriented. Yep. I've been in, so that whole feminine masculine thing is probably something I should look at a little bit more, but, and I think that's one of the things.
Yeah. Go ahead. No, you can go ahead, sweetie. Go.
I don't like people telling me what to do or how to do it.
Totally, totally understand that. Totally. Especially when it's not their place to. Yes, totally, totally, totally get that. We're with you. And
right, and this is wrong. And I just had that kind of interaction this morning, and I just didn't like it. I did kind of, you know, stand for what I stand for and go, you know, there's not a one way to do that. And just because you had X, Y, and Z and you're trying to tell me what gives you clout doesn't mean that you have it over here by where I am and what I'm doing. So,
but it is hard, especially when it's someone that, you know, that you, you know, and this was a roommate for you. So someone you're living with, someone you have to deal with, you know, it's, and you know, that, you know, you have those triggers from, you know, early childhood, and you've done a great job at working through those old triggers. And guess what? No, somebody doesn't get to tell you what to do, especially in your own house. No, they don't. I mean, they can respectfully, you know, offer what they, a preference or whatever, but, so I think it's really great that you spoke up. I think that's the big one for you, Karen.
Yeah, and I think really the thing that was important to me is where it pertains to that person. Like, the living situation needs, if something needs to be addressed for that perspective or whatever, then, and that's kind of what I said is like, well, I want to deal with it, but it doesn't mean I want to deal with it in the same way as you may think I need to do it, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So you do get to have it. You do get to do it in your own way. And you're not bad or wrong for that. And you're still loved for that.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
I think maybe part of it too is it's kind of making, I'm kind of maybe doing that to my own self with some of my stuff that I'm doing. Like, I'm not really giving myself that flow and freedom in some things. So
it feels like you've gotten more in that, you know, and more in that rigidity and that figuring it out in that, you know, checking it off a list, you know, more of that masculine energy, really. And, you know, and you're such a, you know, you're just such a creative goddess. You have got to have that creative flow energy. And it doesn't feel like you've, are giving that part of yourself enough airtime. Is that true?
Yeah, because actually I've been focusing on building some good habits, some things that I want to be doing. And so I feel like it's kind of gotten a little out of hand for like checking off too many things in my that list, you know. So
it's time for you to come back to yourself and to you know, if you go into the trainings and do the masculine feminine training, or do the, you know, there's meditations with both, and if the masculine is out of balance, there's that meditation which is super useful. Because that's what's out of balance is the masculine's, you know, well, the feminine's out of balance, but there's too much masculine energy, and it's time for you to get that, you know. So maybe there's some good skills that you learned from going so far over into that side, but now it's time to come back to center. And, you know, the clarity, you know, for whatever you're moving forward now, what the project you're working on, you know, the clarity's coming. You know, but it's not going to come if your circuits are jammed. It's not.
Yeah, exactly.
So cut yourself some slack, get yourself back into your creativity, and, you know, do a, you know, maybe do some advanced bubble space around your roommate right now.
Yeah.
You know, give yourself, do a little, or releasing cords, do some detangling of the energy there. Use your tools for that. Okay. But allow yourself to just really come back into your creative flow and just not even put the demands on for a couple of days at least, and just let yourself. Are you guys smoked out there?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, me too. Okay. I was going to say, yeah. And you probably haven't been out in nature like you normally would be either. So that's also.
Yeah.
That's also part of it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So time to come back to your flow without any judgment.
Okay. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Laura Mansima, who wants to go next? Mansima, hi, sweetie.
Hi.
Talk to us.
I want to apologize to anybody I may have offended about the potluck stuff.
No, you did not offend us.
I've had an interesting, well, we met about 2 weeks ago, right? So in the 2 weeks, it's been a lot of different emotions. You know, from weepy to being sad to, you know, feeling like I could conquer anything. And then what I noticed, though, is when I do my posts, when I do the self-appreciation post, then I get like a light bulb moment or like a revelation. So yesterday, after I did my post, and I was thinking about my former workplace and how intensely horrible it was, I just realized, and I know we talked about this before, that I was trying to protect myself or shield myself a little bit, but I didn't realize how deeply I was in the cave. Can I put it that way?
Yeah.
Until yesterday. I mean, I felt like I had healed it some, but after I did the post yesterday, then I realized that I had probably built this shield or covering or whatever it is much deeper than I thought I had. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, makes total sense. Yeah.
So that surprised me a little bit, and which tells me, you know, what's next. How do I get out into the light more, like the light shining more? Because I've almost intentionally or unintentionally blocked it, right? So
right. Yeah. It's that level of, you know, the protection that your ego thought, you know, put in place during that time, but now you don't need that, but it's taking that shield off.
Right. So that's all I wanted to.
So do you want to talk about how to take that shield off?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, awesome. And then also I want to say that, okay, if you're getting light bulb moments when you're making those posts, and those of you who've been in doing the self-appreciation or now, you know, doing appreciating your gifts, either which way you want to do it, I want to say that, you know, whether you have been or haven't been, or no judgment, or if you're once in a while or every day, however it's worked for you, I've just seen a lot of transformation during that, you know, every time we do this. And that's why we do it, is because when you appreciate yourself at that level, there it is so healing. We don't do a lot of self-appreciation, you know, and even when someone appreciates, most women, we're like, oh, you know, that's okay. You know? it's really healing for your heart. So keep up the self-appreciation or appreciating one of your gifts. It's incredibly powerful. And you notice when you read somebody else's post, or even if you don't read it, you just see, oh, there she is doing it again. I mean, it's inspiring and it's transformational all around. So it's super good work. Karen, you should be appreciating yourself. If I want to say should, yes, I'll say should. That would actually be really healing for you right now, okay, with what you're going through. So when we put on these, you know, things go on in layers and things come off in layers. And sometimes it's even more multifaceted than that. And it's really interesting when you come up against something like that, where you thought, okay, I thought, you know, like I thought I'm, you know, unprotected myself. I'm, you know, I feel safe now. I'm putting myself out there, and then but it's not really happening. And then you realize, oh, wait, there's, you know, no, there's another layer to that deep level of protection. I actually want to do a shift around that, okay? Because I feel like it would be really useful for everybody. So I'm going to put you on pause for just a second. Laura, I want to check in with you first, okay? And then I want to do a clearing, because I really feel like for all of you, that would be, anyone listening in, it would be really useful, okay? So Laura, give us a quick check-in, or not a quick, give us as long a check-in as you'd like. Wonderful to see you.
Hi.
Hi there.
I'm sorry, I missed the directions. Was it just like,
directions are share anything you want to, whether it's something you're struggling with, something you want to celebrate, something you want to know more about, want clarity about, something you just want to have witnessed, or tell us a joke, whatever you want.
Well, it's like good and overwhelming at the same time. I've brought on 3 clients in the last week.
Let me just give you an applause. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Ever. Yeah. And I've just kind of like flexed my business a little bit in the sense that 2 of them are like hybrid. So whereby they're meeting me some in person and some at home. Cause I think that like right now people either financially, you know, can't afford it, or they know they want someone to help them stay accountable, but they don't necessarily want to come to the gym all the time. Whereas another person was like, I need to go to the gym. I need to be there. I need you to be there with me 24/7. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I kind of like flexed, and it's basically like the same monthly price as my low-base online training. So it works out really well. So that's like a great positive.
Yay.
I guess like something that's a little bit, I don't want to say negative, but a little bit, overwhelming is that I've signed up for your program and I'm having a hard time trying to find the time to fit in like the stuff that I need to do. Like I know you in the Sacred Wall Circle, like every month we get a new thing, and I have yet to even look at the first one. So
okay, you know what? You have showed up at every mastermind call. I have to say, you have showed up at every mastermind call,
that you can do.
So that's great, and you know what your sacred wealth code is, and you know you're in the circle, and you know you're in the energy. And I've watched some shifts in you since you've been here. So it is a self-paced program, okay? And what I was talking about earlier around doing the important things, and it's not like you're done doing important things, but if you want to make that an important thing, just simply put it in your schedule like you're, you know, like a mastermind call, just block off an hour, and it will absolutely help to move you forward even more so.
But like how much time a week, I guess, like an hour, is that enough? Like I need to like,
so here's what's going to happen. Have you done the module, for working with the Sacred Wealth Code Roundtable and the council meeting and those things? No. Okay, great. Could somebody tell, Kiki, could you tell Laura how useful doing your Sacred Wealth Code council meeting is?
Yeah, I try to do it weekly, and I think the best part about it for me is, especially when I'm really stressed, I just get so much reassurance from my sacred wealth code. And it's really just kind of interesting, like the kind of nurturing and support that they give me. It just puts me in a completely different headspace, and then like more ideas come out, and, you know, and then I can just allow things to happen after that, I feel like.
And the actual meditation itself, I mean, there's a small training with it, and then the meditation itself. So when I say an hour, it's like, give yourself an hour to do a training. And then with the training, when you go through a training, you're going to go through a process. Like, it's not like, okay, here's a training and then later go do that. But like, you're going to a mini workshop. You're going to come out, your workshop sheet is going to be filled out. You're going to know what your inspired action is, if there was an inspired action. And then you just have to take that. And it's going to be related to what the heck you're doing right now in your business or your life. So this is a way to work with it from the inside out. In that first module too, there's another training on there about hiring your sacred wealth code archetype. So if you're looking for a new marketing manager or a housekeeper or whatever, it's a process to drop in and tune in, align up with that on an energetic basis, hand that off to a part of yourself, and know that you will just be notified when you need to do something about that. So you know, in the second module, I can't remember everything that's in there, but I know the one part of it is you're going to work with your tolerations, and you're going to eliminate everything that's bugging the shit out of you for, like, that's whether it's a drippy faucet or, you know, that phone call you haven't returned forever, or that, you know, that thing in the cupboard you keep pushing, whatever it is, all those things take up your energy. So it's all about freeing up your energy. You're always going to break through a block about something. And so we're just sweeping the path so that makes everything else easier. But what everything that it will address the energy and sometimes practically of what it is, because you're going to apply it to what you're doing. Does that make sense? So
yeah.
So a training itself is going to be usually give yourself an hour for a training itself. They're sometimes a tiny bit over that, but not usually. And then there usually be a meditation or a process that you may want to go ahead and really, really dig in and work with that month. There's tons of meditations in the, and also clearing processes. And so it's really good. Just give it, you know, block off a half an hour just to peruse through the member site, because there's lots of resources in there that are just available. Download a couple clearing processes, download a couple of meditations, put them on your phone so you've got them. So this is all just to really set you up for success in your life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I was just trying to follow, like, I'm like one of those people that like likes to follow like directions. Like, so I was like, oh, now we go to her book. And then I'm like, oh, the book is journaling. Okay, I can't exactly do that at this time. I have to do it at a different time. So it's like,
no, you can do it. You can do it any which way. But if you do work with the first module first, it'll really set you up. And the other thing that's really super useful if you haven't done it is to go watch in the archetype section. There's trainings for you for all the archetypes.
I can do that. Yeah.
Okay. See, you're good.
The meditations for those, and yeah.
Great. And just start working through the modules that are, you know, they usually one opens every month. So you probably have like three modules open, I would think, by now.
Yeah.
Something like that. There's, once you get in there, you'll go, oh yeah, I want to do this. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I'm just one of those people that likes to, like, this is why I'm a coach. I need a coach. Cause like, it looks like, you know what I mean? Like,
So, why don't you, yeah. And that's why they open like that. And they do build on each other. Although it is okay to sort of, everybody's different, dance around, but they, you know, just work through the trainings. They're just, and so you might also, do you want to do some accountability? Will that be helpful?
Yeah, that would probably be helpful.
Okay. Two ways to do accountability. One is to you can just post in the group and say, hey, I'd really like to have an accountability partner here in the group. Does anybody else want to do that with me? I'm sure somebody will take you up on it. Number two is just go ahead and post in the group like, hey, I'm doing this training at this time or whatever. And I'm going to come back and I'm going to, because a lot of times in the training, I'll say, hey, and go post your biggest ahas. And I'm going to post and then and make sure you come back and do it.
Okay.
So that's two different ways of accountability. So which is more, and you can use both of them. So which is more, feels better to you?
Probably the one where I say I'm going to do something and then come back and
okay. So I would encourage you to do that and to show, and then Rebecca, I mean, everyone here is, will totally support you. And then, Rebecca and Tanya, you can always tag either of the coaches there too as well. Okay. And so is it okay if someone sees you post saying you're going to do something and then they haven't seen you for a while, if they say, hey, Laura, what's going on with that? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys have permission to help hold her accountable. Okay. Okay. You know, the thing is about accountability is that, first of all, it's hard to do things on alone. Second of all, it is, you can't hide when you actually enroll in having accountability with somebody, but we can hide by ourselves. We can just keep doing the same old thing. No one's going to see. Right. But when you actually have somebody else there, it's super powerful because you can't hide and it pulls you forward.
Yeah.
Awesome. So no more hiding. Okay. Okay, sweetie. Yeah. And congratulations on your clients.
Thank you.
Keep going. Yeah. Good job. Good job. Okay. I'm going to do a shift here for you guys. And, oh, and by the way, when I say guys, since we've been speaking about masculine and feminine, as I understand it, the term guys came from the jazz movement in Chicago, meaning people as opposed to men. Okay, so I'm gonna clear my air there. Okay, so you can just sit back, close your eyes. This will just be a few minutes, and we are going to address releasing the deeper blocks that might be keeping us from either standing out, shining our lights, or being seen. Do I have it right, Mansima? Okay. All right.
Okay.
So just take a moment to tune in. Settle in, close your eyes. Take some deep full breaths. I'm just gonna mute everybody so that I got a clean recording here for y'all. Okay. Okay, just relax in. You close your eyes. Settle into your support. You are supported. You are supported, just like you didn't question when you sat down if that would hold you up. You are supported. The divine supporting you, the earth is supporting you, I'm supporting you, your higher self is supporting you, and everyone here in this very moment, part of this soul group, this collective is supporting you. Take a deep full breath, come down into your body, that embodiment, feel your breath. Take a moment just putting your hand on your heart. For a moment, just recognize your humanness. Have compassion for yourself. You're an amazingly compassionate person, and have that compassion for you right now, for yourself. Turn your love inward. You're amazing. You're strong. You're beautiful. You're incredibly intuitive. You're tapped in. You're taking a stand for the betterment of your world and of this world. You have a lot on your shoulders. You have a lot you want to still step into, be, do, have. Deep compassion and empathy for yourself in this moment. And a deep recognition of how incredibly gifted you are. You're brilliant. You are so brilliant. And you're so lovable, and you do belong. And just take a moment to notice 1, 2, 3 of your amazing gifts. You may or may not be expressing them fully, but they're in you. They are you. And they want to be expressed. They do unlock something in the world that only you can unlock with your brilliance. And I want to invite you to notice what it is or where in your life you want to be shining your gifts, your light brighter. Be in the work that you're doing, the work you want to do, the cause that you want to shift here on the planet. Maybe it's something more around enjoyment and creativity in your life. What's that area of life? Where is that place that you want to be able to really shine brighter, but your dimmer switch is turned down? Just notice it without any judgment. And then I want to invite you to notice and really tell yourself the truth, that backdoor question to the soul. What is it that I'm believing that is keeping that dimmer switch down, or keeping me in the cave, or keeping me just, you know, tapped down or held back in that area? What is it I'm believing that won't let me really shine my light through these gifts or this gift at the level my soul is calling me to, that I so want to? What am I believing? It's likely that it has something to do with your safety, and it's old and it's not needed anymore. But it was put in place, that belief that's a shield, that's a block, that's a dim light, whatever it may be for you, was put in place to protect you at some period of time. I want you just to get in touch with that part of yourself and just have a huge amount of compassion for that part of yourself that's just has done what it could do to take care of you in a very challenging time. And this part of you that's holding this belief, and depending on how inner visual you are, and you may just be in the feeling sense, which is totally fine. You may even notice this as being a younger you, or a character of some sort, or a symbol, or it might just be a feeling, and that's fine. But it is an aspect of you, a part of you that's been splintered off of it. It's vigilantly protecting and holding, believing that belief that's been revealed to you. And it really thinks it's doing something good. There's no idea it's stuck in a time capsule, literally stuck in a time capsule. So we're going to open the door of that time capsule, and we're going to let that part of you come out here into the present. And just for a moment, that energy, that uncomfortable energy of this level of protection, we're going to let this part of you actually feel how uncomfortable that is for you. Just for a few moments, and you don't have to hold it long, just like we're steeping a tea bag until it's fully saturated. Let this part of you actually feel, bring it into that feeling level of how uncomfortable you are when this part of you is doing its old, no longer needed job of protecting you and holding this limiting belief. So bring those emotions up now and let this part of you feel that. And as soon as you feel like, oh, it's got that, okay, feels how, uncomfortable this is, then you can just let go of that emotion. Don't want you to stay there long. But this part of you needs to feel how uncomfortable it's making you by holding that belief. As soon as the realization has come on how that feels, let it go. Take a deep exhale and just let that go. We're waking this part up to who you are now, not who you were then. And now I want to invite you to really tune into, how do you want to feel, really allowing your light to be seen? How do you want to feel? How will you feel? How do you feel when you really are allowing yourself to show up as bright as you truly are, as gifted and brilliant as you are, without the need for that kind of protection, because you know how to spiritually protect yourself. You know how to manage your energy. bring up those feelings and those emotions. Allow yourself to really tap into that level, whether you've experienced it sometime and you can tap into it from a memory, or you know in that deep heart, in that vision of, oh, yes, you can see it, you can feel it. That's where you're going. That's where you want to go. And as soon as you've got that at a high level of emotional volume, bring this part of you in and let it feel that. Really steep it in the energy of your brilliance, your brightness, your magnificence. And really let it feel that. Growing it up, or getting this part of you on board with who you truly are, unlocking that no longer needed belief that was holding you back. Make sure this part of you really feels how magnificent and how well you can manage your energy and actually be seen. Let your light shine bright. Take another deep full breath. And we want to tune in with this part of you and ask this part of you, would you like to help me to be in this energy? And most times, as you come home to yourself, this part of you is very much on board. Once in a while, it just wants to go on a forever vacation. It's just, thank God I'm off duty. So let's tune in with this part of you and find out what's a higher intention than the old limiting belief that it can hold for you now. What's a higher intention it can hold for you now? Just ask it like you're asking a dear one. A higher intention, that is where we've turned this energy around to. And let's tune in to an inspired action that will support you in this energy, support you in stepping more into your light, in holding this energy of your brilliance, of your brightness, of your strength, your potential, and ability to allow yourself to be seen. What's one inspired action to support you in that? Take another deep full breath. Express your gratitude, just wrapping your inner arms around yourself for being willing to shift, being willing to come back home. And when you're ready, write down two things, both the higher intention you can hold for yourself now and the inspired action. So when you're ready, open your eyes and make a note of both of those things. And before we wrap up, I'm not going to go around and hear everybody, but feel free to post anything you want about that. But I do want to ask if anyone has any questions or need any help or clarifications at all, because I don't want to leave anybody hanging in this process. And if you're listening to this afterwards, always, you know, post, tag me in the group so that I can help follow through with you on this. Everybody good? Mensima?
Thank you. That was very good.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, my dears. You're amazing. Thank you for being here. And yeah, keep up loving yourself. And all of that allows, you know, your work in the world to move forward. It allows everything to be easier. If you need any logistical help, strategic help or whatever, post in the group so we can help you any which way. Okay. So much love to all of you. Have a beautiful evening.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Bye-bye.